Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 9:21 British Summer Time. Today is May 21st. We've had really quite a mixed performance right across markets in here today. And I suppose following what were really quite, could be only described as fireworks in the precious metal markets yesterday, today we didn't see any follow through. And in fact, gold was down today by about $13. And silver didn't capitalize on yesterday's very strong rebound either. So that really wasn't where we had a great deal of action in the commodity complex in here today. And natural gas, on the other hand, has bottomed, or at least found support here in the region of $4. $4 is a psychological level, and a great deal of additional capacity comes on, becomes economic around the $4 to $4.50 area. So the fact that it is finding support in this region is quite supportive for the market more generally. And oil prices, having been really quite firm for much of the last few weeks, were a little bit easier in here today, down by about half a dollar. In the soft commodities, there's also quite a high degree of variability. In soybeans, which has been a relative strength performer in the grains and bean complex, was stronger today by about 13 cents and has been improving on consecutive days over the last 10 sessions. But corn, wheat, and oats have been weaker, and they extended their declines in here today. Elsewhere in the soft commodities sector, sugar remains really quite weak and has been trending lower. And the coffee sector has been reasonably weak as well. Whereas cocoa, which has been largely range-bound for about 18 months on the London contract, has firmed within its range and looks more likely than not that it's going to be able to break upwards out of that range. So what we've seen now in, and I suppose in the industrial metal complex, we've seen that a number of these prices have lost downward momentum, and we are perhaps looking at some of them coming into areas where they're likely to find support, and the chances of additional declines would really be predicated on some pretty bearish outcomes for the global economy. And when we look at the commodity complex, we have had quite a high degree of commonality over the last number of years, and that has really deteriorated, really quite to a high degree, so that now they are being really appreciated more on their individual merits. So while you have the energy complex doing rather well, and the industrial metal complex deteriorating, and lumber, which had been a relative strength leader and had been rallying so impressively until about 2 months ago, has given up approximately a quarter of its value in the last 2 months, and it's back down to 310, having been right up there at 400. And the size of that decline has been so abrupt and really quite consistent that it will need to break the progression of lower rally highs, and probably really with a full limit move to the upside to check the decline in here. When we look at stock markets, we're also presented with some rather interesting performances. And where the real strength is on Wall Street and in Japan. And Wall Street hit a new all-time high in here today and closed out the day relatively unchanged. And the Nasdaq has been playing catch-up and is developing a short-term overbought condition. And the Dow Jones has been really quite firm. And the FTSE 100 pushed above its 2007 peak in here today. And it's closing in on the 1999 peak, which is just below the 7,000 area. And the FTSE has been helped along by the weakness of the pound, and the pound was down today by about a full cent. And the DAX, which is a total return index, was stronger today by about 0.2% and remains really quite close to its peaks. The Greek market, which has been perhaps the strongest in Europe, and has really been rallying from really quite low levels, has run into a little bit of resistance and does look like it is going to consolidate some of the powerful gains that it's had. And even in really quite impressive performing stock markets, stock market sectors such as healthcare or the consumer sector, We are looking at progressions of higher reaction lows, which are really very consistent indeed. But on a medium-term perspective, we are becoming progressively more overextended relative to the 200-day moving average. And that does suggest that the risk quotient has increased in here. So while we give the benefit of the doubt to the stock markets, provided they continue to hold those short-term progressions of higher reaction lows, we have to be cognizant of the potential that we're getting closer to the next significant reaction. And when we look at so many of these sectors that we have favored for really quite some time now, and then compare them to the moribund status of the mining sector, then we're presented with quite an interesting comparison, because the mining sector is so remarkably depressed and unloved and is beginning to find support and does look like we're seeing some base formation characteristics. So one has to really ask the question as to where the risks are. Are they in something that is becoming progressively more overextended relative to the 200-day moving average, or something that has had an already deep decline and appears to be bottoming? And BHP Billiton is a rather interesting one, because it has a significant energy weighting, and the major energy companies have been firming in here, and not least because oil has been among the commodities that has been firmest. But BHP was really quite firm in here today, and Rio Tinto was stronger by more than 2% and is bouncing from the lower side of its range. So there is the capacity in here for some rotation, and the last time we saw a major rotation, or the potential for such a major rotation, was back in the summer, the late summer of last year, around August and September. And that was when the industrial shares were starting to pick up pace. And we've seen that a number of those shares have broken out of medium-term ranges, and they're not nearly as overextended as some of those consumer shares. So they represent probably a middle ground in here. And when we throw our net a little bit wider and look at the currency markets, then the yen has been ranging above, or the dollar has been ranging above 100 yen and continues to do so. And that progression of higher reaction lows remains very much intact. And the euro has been reasonably steady, and the pound was weak in here today. And the Aussie dollar, which firmed from the lower side of its range yesterday in tandem with that rebound in the precious metals, was pretty much unchanged in here today. Now, if we do start to see some strength coming back into the commodity complex and into those mining shares, then that could be supportive for the Australian dollar. But considering the RBA's attitude towards strength in the currency, it does probably put a cap on the upper side of the range for any potential rally that we could have. And at a minimum, it would have to get above the parity level to check the medium-term bearish outcome, or bearish perspective that I think an increasing number of people are starting to have. And in the government bond markets, U.S. Treasuries today were stronger by about 0.67 on the 30-year and 6 points on the 10-year. Gilts were relatively unchanged. And we've had a decline in government bond prices over the last couple of weeks, and they've pulled back fairly sharply. So there is the capacity that they are going to firm in here a little bit, and not least as we see that these overbought conditions remain very much in place in some of these stock markets. And if we do start to see a pullback in stock markets, that should be supportive of government bonds more generally. And the South African rand is worthy of mention in here, because it's really quite weak, and particularly against the US dollar. And the US dollar, which has really been out in the cold for much of the last decade, has been firming against a broad basket of currencies. So a number of those Asian currencies, which have been so remarkably firm for much of the last decade, I think that they are unlikely to firm at the same pace that they have been over the last decade. Considering the fact that the yen is weakening and Japan competes with a number of its Asian neighbors in a number of markets, then they're not going to want to let their currencies get progressively stronger against the yen. And at the minimum, it does look like that they're going to put a cap on advances. So that suggests that the dollar is unlikely to weaken further against a number of those types of currencies. And against some of the commodity producers, it has also firmed. So the dollar is turning into a not just a safe haven, but also on a relative basis. And of course, all currencies are on a relative basis. Then it is turning into something that is worth having in its own right. And that is broadly supportive of U.S. assets more generally over the medium to longer term. And that is certainly something that is worth chewing over, because we've been through such a very long period of U.S. dollar underperformance. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.